My name is Ryan. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and anxiety that resulted from seeking validation from others. The best way to describe myself in my youth was nervous. I was a very nervous kid. Anything I perceived to be outside my comfort zone gave me extreme anxiety, and it became somewhat of a running joke in my family that the reason I spent so much time in the bathroom was because of nerves. I came to find out several years later that I was actually just lactose intolerant. Whether it was talking to girls, having real conversations, or just being in a group of people, I would always be super anxious. I wanted so badly to be like the other guys who could smooth talk so easily. Then I discovered pornography. At the time, it seemed like everything I ever wanted. I no longer had to wish I could talk to pretty girls when I could just view them like objects. It quickly consumed my life. Whenever I felt awkward at school or withdrawn from my friends, I could just go look at porn, and all of a sudden, I would be in control. Pornography became my escape when something I couldn't control came up and the anxiety began to kick in. But I knew what I was doing was wrong. I had heard time and time again that pornography would mess with my head and obscure my thoughts, but I didn't care. Pornography made me feel like I was a normal teenager and not the awkward kid I always saw myself as. It made me feel like a man. I had a very lukewarm relationship with Christ throughout my childhood and early adult life. I believed there was a God, but I didn't understand why God would give bad people worldly success when I always felt that I was a good person who followed the rules and had nothing to show for it. I had a very legalistic view of God and the church. I thought I had to get baptized in order to get into heaven, but the thought of standing in front of the congregation absolutely mortified me. So I just kept on viewing porn, thinking I would be able to stop once I was grown and could then handle getting baptized. I became a seasoned liar. I would lie to cover up my porn addiction, and I began even lying about meaningless things to other people, just to puff up my story so others would validate me. My addiction only grew once I got to college, where the pressure of school and hoping to find a girlfriend caused me to only struggle more. I found myself going through a roller coaster type relationship with God, where I would run to him and immerse myself in his word and songs only when I would be at a low point in my life, such as after my first breakup or when I struggled to make the grades I needed. But then once things were back to normal, I would leave God at the wayside. Since I was once again in charge, I didn't need him. I had basically turned God into a self-help cure for when I was depressed or sad. I built a lot of friendships in college that were founded on drinking and partying and shallow conversations. Once I found myself beginning to have real conversations with these people, I ran. I couldn't bear to have deep relationships where someone might uncover my struggles and see me as the awkward kid I still had ingrained in my own mind. My sophomore year of college, I began a relationship with a girl I knew was special and was someone I could see myself with for the rest of my life. We started out with pure intentions, but it didn't take long for my weak faith to give way to worldly desires, which quickly overtook our relationship. I didn't understand how you were expected to reside in a pure relationship with someone who you felt so strongly about when marriage wasn't an option for several more years. Our relationship continued throughout college, as we maneuvered around times of conviction from the church and family about our sexual relationship. But it wasn't until right before we graduated that we knew it had to stop. We could no longer pursue an ungodly relationship and make it to marriage. So in April of 2015, we began our pure relationship, trusting that God would mend our hearts. It wasn't long after this that I realized I needed help with my addiction. Not being in a sexual relationship anymore only increased my desire to look at porn, which soon became a daily occurrence. I knew this would only lead me back into a sexual relationship, and I feared it would eventually lead me to be unfaithful if I didn't get a hold of my addiction soon. I had been attending The Porch, Watermark's ministry for young adults, for a couple months after returning from college when I heard about Regen. After learning more about Regen and why people went to it, I decided to finally go in July of 2015. I sat in the back, not wanting to be seen at an addiction rehab meeting, and annoyed that I had to recite what felt like cultist verses on top of singing. But I felt I was so desperate to get my secrets off my chest that I stayed. By chance, I happened to be one of the last guys to speak in the circle that night, and I was shocked that almost every guy there shared my struggle, many of whom were two or three times my age. I had always thought that porn was something teenage boys struggle with, and that I was one of the few who still watch it into their adult years. After sharing my struggles with the group, I immediately knew I was in the right place. I dedicated myself to the recovery process and made sure that I was there every week so I could be placed in a step group as soon as possible. I was still struggling with my faith, though. When asked on a scale of 1 to 10, how certain was I that I would go to heaven if I died, I wrote down 5, because I still had so many unanswered questions revolving around science and salvation that I figured I was either right or I was wrong, or I had a 50-50 chance that heaven was real. I had no problem in step 1 admitting that we are powerless over our addictions. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." This would prove to be the verse that would keep me going in regen for a year. Whenever I was tempted, that verse would be glaring at me on my screensaver. But I struggled to come to terms with step 2 and 3, believe and trust. I still couldn't put aside my scientific and irrelevant questions that were keeping me from trusting in Christ. This all changed one night in October of 2015. I'd been in regeneration for 3 months and hadn't watched porn in several weeks when I slipped up that night. I was so distraught because I had come so much farther in my recovery than I had ever known, only to throw it away because of a brief lack of self-control. It was this night when I finally trusted in Christ. For so many years, I had rejected help. I thought that this was something I could do on my own, something I had to do on my own. It was my fault I struggled with it and no one else's burden to bear. But I tossed aside all those thoughts along with my pride and begged Jesus to come into my heart and change me. I wholeheartedly believe that God sent his son into this world to die on the cross for our sins as a gift of grace. I realized the need for his mercy and that no matter how hard I tried to earn my way into heaven, it would never be enough unless I accepted the free gift of grace given to anyone who accepts it. I no longer wanted to be swept up by the pleasures of this world, and I wanted to be like the godly men I saw almost daily at Watermark. I cannot exaggerate when I say that I immediately felt relief and calmness unlike anything I'd ever experienced that night. I believe that I had the Holy Spirit in me then. Step 4, inventory, step 5, confess, and step 6, repent, were then easy for me. I no longer had anything to hide, and I wanted to visualize and vocalize the harms my sin had done to others. I had been ready to repent for a long time, and with my life given over to Christ, I was willing to do anything to build a repentance plan. I began seeing changes in my life pretty quickly. I was able to have vulnerable conversations with my girlfriend and other friends and family. I didn't seem to have that fear of what they thought of me anymore. I loved my new life and faith, but erroneously began thinking my life would be without hardship from then on. During a vacation over the holidays that year, when I was without accountability, I slipped up and relapsed with pornography. Shortly after the slip up, I was rejected from medical school, and all of a sudden my life was flooded with anxiety again. My future, which once seemed like a sure thing, was now uncertain. I'd become so intertwined with helping my friends in regen that I let my guard down. I had become prideful, thinking that I was past the temptation that tormented me for so long. Around this time, I was on step 10, continue, where I realized my need to continuously take inventory of my life and share my temptations with community. This realization was crucial as I finished step 12, regenerate, as I learned to share my story with others and how to confess when we've been tempted or slipped up. As I look back at my workbooks from the past year, I saw how God had truly changed me. He changed me from a man who thought he had to take on the struggles and temptations of this world on his own to a sinner who realized his need for grace through Jesus. Looking back at that question where I said I was only 50% certain I was going to heaven was so humbling to see just how much God had changed me through regeneration. I now can answer that question with 100% certainty. Nowadays, I no longer yearn for the things I once longed for. Drinking and going out to the bars now seem pedestrian to me. At the advice of my small group and mentor, I downloaded Covenant Eyes for all my devices, and it's now been well over 20 months since I've relapsed with pornography. Not long after finishing regen, I proposed to my girlfriend, fully confident in God's plan for us, and am now a newly married man with a relationship that has been as changed as dramatically as God changed my heart through regen. Instead of crude pop and country music, my ears are now filled with Christian songs that remind me of God's grace every day. I am constantly eager to learn more about the Bible and look for new ways I can explain the gospel to friends and family. Looking for new ways in which I can lead my wife spiritually is a part of my life daily now. While I may not be entirely equipped yet to share the gospel in other parts of the Bible, I share my story of grace with others so that they can see God's love for them, despite their shortcomings. But most importantly, I am still not perfect, nor will I ever be. I still let my anger get the best of me. I still fail to control my tongue with harsh words and cursing at times, and I'm still faced daily with many of the same temptations that I used to give into. With medical school just on the horizon, I am thrilled that I will soon have a new platform to share my story with to the thousands of colleagues and patients I'll interact with. I was recently able to share my story with a few old high school friends who I unfortunately never had a Christian relationship with before. We came up with an idea to draw out a blueprint that essentially draws a line to each friend we can share the gospel with and our stories with, and then create paths from each friend to the dozens of people they could reach, creating a web of hundreds of people the gospel could be shared to if we just did our own part. This plan is our mission, and we hope that each of you can enact something similar in your own lives. After I completed Regen, I knew that I had a story to tell and an ability to relate to others. So I began co-leading our own Regen group of guys who encouraged me weekly as I was able to see the Lord truly work in their lives. When I am discouraged in my walk with Christ, they are there to lift me up, and seeing them grow in Christ has only helped me to be a better leader and follower of Christ. The biggest change I've seen in my life is the way in which I go about my daily life. Before I came to Christ, every day was revolved around me. How can I make my day easier? What can I do that is pleasing to me today? How can I do the least amount of work and still get by? Now my motives are directed at, how can I help this person today? Is this pleasing to God? Am I doing this for myself or for Jesus? The way my mind functions has been changed so drastically by God through Regen that I'm beyond grateful every day that he saved and took my life from going down the road, which has led so many I love astray. If you walk away from the night and only remember one thing, I want you to know that whatever you believe or whatever you've been through in your past, you are not alone in your struggle. You do not have to be the only dog in your fight. Let others into your life. Let others help you and never be afraid to open up. I hope you'll always remember this verse. 1 John 1-9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My name is Ryan, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from addiction to pornography and anxiety, and I give God all the glory for what he has done in my life. Thank you for letting me share.